Welcome to day 187. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Now, this first Mishnah is very, very important because it's going to teach us the measurement, the shiurim of truma, meaning how much truma we have to give. Just as an aside, we know that from the Torah's perspective, there is no measurement for truma. Any amount would fulfill the amount of truma, would fulfill the mitzvah of truma. And yet, Chazal come in and tell us what that shiur is, what the measurement is. So it says Mishnah Gimel, shiur truma, here is the measurement of truma. Ayin yafa, a good eye, meaning to say one who is generous. Echad ma'arba'im should separate 1/40th. That's about 2.5%. Beishamai omre mishloshim. Beishamai says, no, someone who's generous should give 1/30th. Okay. Va'beinernis, someone who's average, right in the middle, mechamishim, should give 1/50th. That's what we've been assuming until now. That's about 2%. Vihara, someone who has an evil eye, so to say, someone who's more stingy, mishishim, should give 1/60th. That turns out to be a little bit less than 1.7%. Now, Tarim, one who separates truma, va'ala b'yadu echa mishishim, and then counts it afterwards and finds that he separated 1/60th. Now we know that when we separate truma, we generally estimate. We do not count very explicitly or precisely. We learned that already. It needs to be estimated. So the person assumes they're separating a certain amount and then later comes back and counts it and realizes that he separated 1/60th. And yet, that person is one who generally separates 1/40th or 1/50th. Is more generous than that. So he thought he was doing that by estimation, but then we counted and realized that he separated less. He separated only 1/60th. The Mishnah says, truma, it is still considered truma. V'eino tzarech lisrum. He does not need to go back and separate more truma because he fulfilled the minimum requirement. The minimum requirement is 1/60th. And even though the person generally likes to give more, he fulfilled the requirement 1/60th and he does not have to go back and separate more truma. Now, Chazar v'hosif, if he does go back and tries to add more truma, because that's generally what he wants to give, 1/40th, 1/50th. So he tries to add more, then chayev v'maisros. He's chayev in the second sort of tithes. That's the Mishnah's way of saying that it doesn't count. It's not truma. Meaning he already fulfilled the mitzvah of 1/60th of truma, or through the 1/60th, and therefore anything that he separates afterwards already has the status of having truma taken from it. And now we're on the next stage. Once you have truma taken from it, you need to give the next thing, which is maaser to the Levi. Meaning to say, if you separate truma after you hit 1/60th, it is not considered truma anymore. You already fulfilled the mitzvah of truma. Now worry about the next thing, which is maaser to the Levi, and then of course maaser sheni or maaser ani. Continues the Mishnah. If the person now counts it after he separated and he realizes that he only has 1 in 161, which is less than the shear, the minimum shear is 1/60th, but he has 1 in 161, then truma, that which is separated is truma, because again, from the Torah's perspective, even the smallest amount is considered truma. So that which is separated is truma, but he has to go back and separate the amount that gets him to that minimum shear. I mean, he has to supplement that which he separated originally, which was less than the minimum shear, with the amount to hit at least 1/60th. And b'mida uva mishkal uva minin. And he's allowed to do so by actually counting, by actually weighing, by being very precise. Even though, as we said, generally truma, you have to separate through estimation. You cannot count it because the Torah doesn't give us a measurement. So Chazal say you should really estimate and not count explicitly. In the second separation, when you first separated and you realize that you separated less than minimum shear, the second separation is only to fulfill or to supplement that minimum shear. So you know exactly how much you need. And therefore, in that case, you're allowed to separate by counting or by being precise, by weighing and all of that, because at that point, you're only separating to meet the minimum shear. You know the precise measurement, so you're allowed to use a precise measurement. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af shalob min hamukaf. You're allowed to separate even if it's not close to that which you're covering. We learned earlier that whenever you separate truma, it needs to be min hamukaf, which means that which you're separating needs to be close in physical proximity, needs to be close to that which you're separating from, meaning that which you're covering. But in this case, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's only true with the initial separation. Perhaps the reason is because when you're separating min hamukaf close to it, you're able to very easily approximate how much truma you should be separating. Because again, you can only estimate when you're separating truma. So when the produce is close to that which you're separating from, it's much easier to estimate. You can look at it and say, okay, this is the amount that I'm estimating. But in the second iteration, when you're going back and separating truma again, at this point, you need a very precise measurement just to supplement to get to the minimum shear of 1/60th. So at that point, it doesn't need to be minimum cuff because you're no longer estimating. You can even separate truma the supplemental amount, even if it's far away from that which you're covering. That is Mishnah Gimel. Says Mishnah Dalet, Ha'omer l'shlucha, one who says to one's a messenger. We know that you're allowed to separate truma by empowering someone else to do so for you. So one who says to one's messenger, Tzei Yusrom, go and separate truma for me. Now, Torem kedaito shabal bayis. The person should separate based on what he knows is the general mindset of the Baal Bayis. Meaning, if the Baal Bayis is generous, separate 1/40th. If he's average, 1/50th. If he's stingy, 1/60th. Now, ibeini odea daito shabal bayis. If the person doesn't know, I don't know what the mindset is or the general giving pattern is of the Baal Bayis, then torem kebeinonis, then he should just assume the middle path, which is echad mechamishim. You should assume that he's average and he gives 1/50th, which is 2%. Now, piches asara, if he gives less, makes it less by 10, or hosev asara, or he adds more, then trumasa truma. Piches asara means that he gave out of 1/40th instead of 1/50th, or imagine it was 1/50th, or hosev asara, he gives out of 1/60th, then trumasa truma, it still works, because either way, he gave an amount that is acceptable according to Chazal. At the very least, he fulfilled the minimum requirement of truma, meaning he guessed wrong. He thought the Baal Bayis is a 1/50th sort of guy, but instead he gave 1/40th. Or he thought the guy was a 1/60th sort of guy and he gave 1/50th. Or he thought it was 1/50th and he gave 1/60th. Whatever it is, as long as he guesses within 10 and it's still within that range of Chazal, then it works, truma so truma. But in this caveat, lehosef afilu achas, if he intends to add on even more, meaning usually it's 1/50th, but instead he was, you know what, I'm going to give 1 out of 151 or 1 out of 152. I'm going to save some money for my Baal Bayis. I'm going to save some money for the person who appointed me. Or the opposite way, imagine the person says, you know, he usually gives 1/50th. I know he usually gives 1/50th, but I think he should be giving more. So I'm going to give him, I'm going to give 1/40th for him. Then, ein truma sa truma, it's nothing. Because even though you're trying to either save the Baal Bayis money or to teach him a lesson and to make him more generous, either way, it doesn't matter. You are no longer his shaliach. Because once you knew what he wanted and you went against that, you didn't fulfill his will, then you're no longer his shaliach. You're no longer his messenger. You went against what you assumed his will would be, and therefore you lose the entire status of being a shaliach, and the Baal Bayis has to go back and separate truma again. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue with Mishnah Hey tomorrow.